Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. Really is. It's hour two of our program. You're not hearing any drops today because my computer's down over here.
We're working one hand tied behind our back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
And we are all having dumber for it. Wait.
Yes.
And we are all.
There's a drop.
Yeah, Will's got the drops.
He does.
A lot of people are saying Will's got diarrhea.
They are not saying Will has diarrhea. They're saying Buck has diarrhea.
But I'm going to have to put... Yeah, Buck's out today. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, where'd Buckley go?
Once I don't again, know.
I'd like to point out that Buck... I'm not going anywhere. I'm tied to this chair. Dude, that guy's gone every other day.
Buck Tell
has,
you what.
Buck has no commitment.
Listen, I got something to predict here, okay? We've had
coming hard.
Midday Hunger Games
sure.
going on.
A lot has happened.
You know, this is a very popular radio station.
Yes.
And when a seat... A coveted on-air seat opens.
It doesn't happen very often.
It hasn't happened all that often.
No, we've had a lot of stability here.
So when it opens, the sharks, they swarm.
Yeah, it got uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, you know, look, it's competitive market.
Yes.
A lot of guys around here, they wanted Dusty's job when Dusty got promoted to brand manager. Because mm-hmm. If you don't know, he's leaving the Dusty and Danny show. He's now our boss, and Danny's going to get a new co-host. And so a lot of the guys were in on it, and Buck was in on it. And I got to tell you something. Prediction. If that guy doesn't get the midday show, that SOB is out of here. And that's not what...
You think he's got one foot
out
the door.
A lot of people
saying Ryan Buckley.
That comes with no information. I haven't talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell's happening with that. But once we know, if that's not Buck, I bet you that guy's never here. And then before you know it, it's like, hey, whatever happened to that Buck guy?
No one knows.
He doesn't care.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, we gave him a hard time like a month or two ago about being gone so much. And he was like, dude, I'm strapped to this chair. I feel like he's been gone more since he said that than before.
Well, it's summer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vacation going on right now.
Well, you're going to San Diego.
Yeah, baby.
You're out of here.
I'm gonna watch me some pods. Padres, Phillies. How good is that?
That's not too shabby.
That's a great series.
Yeah, it is.
Down there at Petco.
Well, later in the, I think it's in August, I'm going down to L.A. for...
Did you just one-up me again?
Dodgers Padres.
God, you're such a one-upper.
Isn't San Diego better than Los Angeles?
What do you mean? Dodgers are in first place.
Yeah, but I'm going to L.A. to watch Dodgers Padres. You're going to San Diego to watch, well, I guess Phillies Pods. Yeah, that would be...
You one-upped me, you son of a bitch.
Well, it's not my doing.
You're amazing at that. Yes, it is. You do that all the time.
It's not my doing. It's the BTJ. She's demanding to go see Ohtani.
The only thing better than Padres-Dodgers in L.A.
Yeah.
is Padres-Dodgers in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something.
It's nuts.
Dude, San Diego is nuts for the Padres right now. Yeah. I mean, that it is a thing.
And when LA comes to town, buckle up. Well,
you sell your tip. My brother has partial season tickets down there. He lives in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, when the Dodgers come to town, you sell them.
Yeah, because you just
you'll make your whole year's lot right there.
Well, we were going, so my gal wanted to see Ohtani. And so we looked at some of the weekends that she had available to go down. And they're playing back-to-back weeks in San Diego and L.A. So originally we thought, well, let's go to San Diego. No offense to Los Angeles, but if you want to go down for a weekend.
L.A.'s fun.
Yeah, but you go to San Diego. It's like better, LA. Right? And plus, L.A.'s got some stuff going on right now. We got mounted police and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, maybe you can get in on that.
I go down there and, you know, like stomp some heads. Yeah, I'm all right. I don't need to do that. But we looked at the price differential between going to see the Padres-Dodgers in L.A. versus San Diego. It's not even close. You go to L.A. The San Diego, the tickets for the to get in, just like the worst seat in the house,
it's nuts.
It's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
And you can still get in for a decent price at Chavez Ravine. Petco, So we ended up going to L.A. instead just because of the ticket prices.
Yet another reason to hate the Dodgers, isn't it? Is that even the people in L.A. are like, eh, whatever. We'll show up in the fourth inning. Yeah, I may or may not go. I don't know. I got to go to a party with Martin Scorsese.
Well, Chavez Ravine is kind of a pain in the ass to get to.
It definitely is.
There's one road in and one road out, and it gets a little bogged down. But I'm a sucker for old parks. I like tradition. Chavez Ravine is the because we give Wrigley and obviously Fenway are the last two cathedrals.
By a lot.
But I mean, it's not even close.
What's the next best? Are you going to say Chavez?
It's Chavez Ravine.
I mean, it's nice, but I don't know. It's not Wrigley or Fenway.
It's not Wrigley or Fenway.
I think they do a good job at Chavez Ravine, but the park isn't particularly all that interesting. But it's just the Dodgers brand is big. It's L.A. Yes. It's sunny. When the sun goes down, you got the palm trees over center field there.
Yes.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And if you've been to the Dodgers
many times
games.
I think it's a great place to see a game.
They do a very good job in the just sort of fan experience there.
Yes,
they do. They actually do a pretty good job with it. But if you just strip away all of that and look at ballpark,
but if you strip away all that, Wrigley Field kind of. I know they've made renovations and stuff.
You got the ivy. You got the unique wall. Yeah. You got the.
All I'm saying is, Chavez Ravine, while it's not Wrigley and it's not Fenway, there is a big giant gap between Chavez Ravine and anything else. It's in a tier into itself. You got Fenway, you got Wrigley, and then there's Chavez that kind of sits there, and then the rest of them are new ballparks. There's not
a lot of new ones.
Yeah, well, I think everyone basically has a new ballpark, minus like the crappy Rays.
I'm pulling up a list here.
But I think everything else has a somewhat new park, and like T-Mobile isn't new, but it's not. I mean, God, that thing opened in what, the 90s? So that thing's been around a long time, but it is, I consider new parks, like when they did, when they did Baltimore, why can't it, Camden Yards, right? And they went to that retro, that changed ballparks forever. So many parks were built on kind of that platform and had that look about them. And so almost everything is new since then. In fact, I'm guessing the only three ballparks that are still standing, you probably have, well, you have the three old ones. I bet Busch has been there for forever.
Well, I think
Kauffman.
Busch got renovated.
Yeah, it got renovated, but it's been there a long time.
Let's see when that was built. I'm still scrolling.
Because Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City has been there for.
Okay, so here are. So Fenway is the oldest Major League Baseball stadium.
Yes.
It was built in 1912.
Yeah.
Wrigley is the second oldest, built in 1914.
And as much as I love Wrigley, my daughter went to school in Chicago, been there many times, the best ballpark experience is Fenway.
Fenway is greater than Wrigley, in my opinion, as well.
Yes.
Now, do you know what the third oldest stadium is?
The third oldest stadium. It might be Chavez Ravine.
It is Dodger Stadium, 1962.
Okay.
So that is Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
Angels Stadium, 1966, is the fourth oldest ballpark. And that place, there's nothing special about that.
It's got that stupid rock wall. But
and that's out in the middle of, I think the rock wall's stupid. It looks fake.
Yeah, it does.
Is it fake?
I think it's fake. I don't think it looks fake. I didn't know that, the Dodger one makes sense because I know we were talking about that. I kind of took a guess. I would have never guessed that Angel Stadium was that old. So it's only, what, 4 years different between that and Dodger Stadium?
Yeah. Fun fact about Dodger Stadium, Michael Jackson, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones have all played concerts there.
Oh, see?
Pretty good little lineup.
I'm guessing Kauffman has to be right
so
there.
So Kauffman
right?
is fifth oldest, built in 1973.
So what do we have?
After that, you got Rogers Center in Toronto, built in 1989.
Oh, get the hell out of town. Skydome?
Then you have Wrightfield White Sox, 1991. That place sucks. I've been there. Or then you have Oriole Park at Camden Yards, which was built in 1992. Yeah. And that does, as you mentioned, that is Usher's kind in. Of the marker for the newest ballparks.
Yeah.
But that was still 1992. It doesn't feel new now. No. But back then it was, and everything is new since. You have Guardians built theirs in 1994, Coors Field 95, Trop 1998, Chase Field 1998, Seattle 1999, and so on.
Well, when Camden Yards got built, and it was, you can make the argument it was the first work of art ballpark, it was about more than just a baseball field. It blended in, and they used the warehouse like in the background, and it was, I don't know, there was a nostalgia feel to it. And when's the last time, because there were a lot of bad stadiums back in the day. If you look at some of the old photos and stuff, there were some real pieces of crap. When's the last time that you built a ballpark that was kind of panned? Miami gets it, the Marlins. People crap on that one. But outside of that, most of the time you build this, I mean, you are now hiring major architect firms, you're doing millions of dollars worth of planning, and these things are becoming crown jewels of cities. And when done right, I mean, they're masterpieces. And I think Camden Yards is the one that started all that.
Do you care to get? So we've only had one new stadium in the last 7 years. Did you know that?
The Rangers just opened theirs.
2020.
Okay.
Before that, Atlanta.
Oh, I was going to say Miami, maybe.
And before that was Miami.
Okay.
And before that was Minnesota. So we've really, you know, we've kind of had, we had a boom there.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of slowed down.
Well, because everyone's got newer parks.
I don't know who's next.
Although the what is it, Globe Life in Texas?
I don't know what they call it.
The old stadium was still being paid off when they built the new one.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't need a new one.
They just wanted a new one.
And I guess the new one will be Sacramento, but Vegas.
They did build a new Busch. Busch was 2006.
Okay, so that is not the old Busch.
No, I thought maybe they built it across the street or something, but I thought they just renovated Busch, but I was wrong. Mm. They built a new one.
Yeah, I guess I'm reading about it now. Yeah, I thought Busch was older than that, but turns out.
Well,
no.
The old Busch was. They built a new one.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, in Kansas City. Well, Kansas City is getting a new one. They're moving from Kauffman. So there you go.
Yeah.
They just approved it, right? The Chiefs and the Royals.
I'll believe it when I see it. But yeah, well, it's been a big long fight there. But
yeah, but I thought it just got.
You know how these things go.
Sure.
There are stages of approvals and.
Yeah.
Then something falls through. I mean, hell, the Rays thought they were having it. The Rays were getting ready to start building a new park.
Yeah.
And a hurricane changed everything.
Yeah.
And now they're selling. So it's like.
Yeah, who knows what's going to
happen. You
just never
know.
Yeah.
These things get real political.
Mm-hmm.
And who loves that, Jace? Not this guy.
Well, and it's a community down there that just, it's, anything that gets done in Florida with sports is a mess. When's the last time, again, a Florida team got an easy path to a stadium? And you can go to college. The Miami Hurricanes and the Orange Bowl and all that was a disaster.
Didn't the Marlins just like rip everyone off and build one?
Yeah. They lied.
That was pretty easy.
And they basically bribed commissioners. They didn't even put it to a vote. There was like a city commissioner or whatever that pushed it through. And dude, that thing is a disaster. Like everyone down in Miami-Dade County is pissed off about that. I mean, they stole billions of dollars from the people.
All right, well, there's hot ballpark talk for you guys out there.
And maybe we'll get one in Portland.
Hey, wouldn't that be something?
Well,
I know where I'd put it.
Well, I think they know too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Baseball stadiums are the most unique sports structure, and it's not even close. And when done right, again, crown jewel of a city.
Coming up next, recruiting is wild on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, coming up next on In the News, what the ODOT layoffs will mean. I'm guessing probably more potholes.
Can you get more potholes?
Yeah, I think you can.
Am I the only one that thinks that we've had like a 900% increase in potholes?
No, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
But does it bother you when you're driving? Well, you live in Vancouver, so I'm sure your streets are better than ours. But when you live in Portland proper, it's Thunderdome out there.
Yeah.
There's no sidewalk. It's a very strange, but kind of cool, but strange area to navigate in most part. A lot of parts of Portland.
Yes.
Does it bother you when, or would it bother you if you saw that right in front of your house, there is a huge, like the cement has just been washed away by, well, you know, Portland.
Weather.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. I basically have one giant pothole the length of my house outside of the front of my house. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Because what ends up happening is, as we live kind of towards the base of a hill, water starts rushing down when it rains really hard, and it gets into that, and it's just like a river, and sometimes it diverts through my front yard, which pisses me off.
Yes.
And I feel like if they would just come by and fix, just patch it up.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You see them do it all the time. Yeah. Hell, Antifa was doing it at one point. then that would solve a problem. And I know that people will say, oh, there's a website you can go to and tell them about it. I've done that a million times. They won't come out and do it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Probably because it's a small street, side street. Does it bother you, or would it bother you, when you drive down a street adjacent to yours and you see all the potholes filled? Because that pisses me off.
So again, it's not that you have it so bad, it's that someone else has it so
much better.
Well, it's
that they're clearly fixing them. I've told them about a major one, although it's probably not major to them.
Yeah.
And yet I'm ignored.
Well, to be...
And my neighbors are not.
I will tell you that side streets in Vancouver aren't any better. When I ride, because...
Really?
Well, I ride my bike and I try to stay off of
Do you have sidewalks and stuff?
There's a sidewalk on one side of most of them. But the other side...
That's instantly better.
Yes. So we do have a sidewalk. But when I ride my bike, I can't... I'm not on a sidewalk, right? And I will say that the back roads in Vancouver, because I try to stay off the main roads because I don't want to get hit by a car, they are horrific. Even my street. I mean, I live in a very, I don't know, it's the definition of suburb. And it's an old folks suburb. The road that I live on, it is, you really can't find a single stretch of smooth road. There's a million cracks, all kinds of, you have to be very careful when riding on
it. Ooh, let's play the new fun game, Who Has a Worse Road?
We should, I'll take a photo.
Yeah, I got some photos for you.
Yeah, mine is definitely, it's sketchy, and I catch a lot of flats too, and it does piss me off. This same argument, I have all the time in Vancouver, so it's not just Portland.
So a couple of good suggestions coming on the text line. One guy says, paint a giant ween on the pothole and they'll come patch it ASAP. Cheaper really? To patch it than to erase spray paint.
I like where we're going with that.
Another guy says, just plant a shrubbery in the pothole. They'll take care of it then. I might have to resort to these tactics.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I hit a pothole over there. There's one on your, from our, and I'm not exactly sure what road it is. I think it's like third. It's on the way like where we're going to the Keller Auditorium. In fact, you dropped me off at the Keller once, and I showed you the pothole.
We did a whole segment on it.
That freaking thing, that I had to get two new tires because of that damn pothole. That thing, I'm guessing that one pothole over there, roughly around third and whatever, over by the Keller, I'm guessing that pothole has claimed so many tires that thing is like the Widowmaker. It's like 3 feet deep. When you go over that, unless you have a big, giant SUV, your car is screwed. And it's been there, by the way, for like 11 months. You would think that would be something the city would address.
They still haven't?
They still haven't done it.
Okay. Well, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That was all a tease to tell you that ODOT's laying off like 8 million people. So, and so one of their employees came out and said, well, here's what that will mean.
Yeah.
Because she works in there.
It's getting worse.
And she's telling you, look, this, it's already hard enough.
Yeah.
Here are things you don't think about that we do.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in the club, or I mean, in the news next.
But. My other big road complaint is, and I don't, because I don't ride my bike in Portland that much. Why can't we... When we have bike lanes in Vancouver, why are they all filled with nothing but broken glass? Can we not? Is there not a way that we can sweep that up? Like, I would assume that when the bike lane is there, it's for people that are riding bicycles. And I'm not sure if you're aware of what giant shards of broken glass everywhere due to bike tires, but it's not good.
Yeah.
And I feel like in Vancouver, we do nothing, absolutely nothing to clean those.
Yeah, well, I would, again... I think Portland's probably worse.
Mm.
I'm not trying to one-up you like you do.
Yeah.
But
it's possible.
If you say something to me is bad in Vancouver,
that means it's worse.
I will tell you right now. I would bet right now, it's worse in Portland. Yeah.
As someone says,
and I may be wrong,
we just need Buckley's wife on this.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yes.
You need Mrs. Buckley.
Yep.
Because she won't stand for this horse crap.
Yeah, you call her a Karen.
Yeah. Well, look.
I don't think she likes that.
Well, if the shoe fits. Mrs. Buckley seems like the sort of type that she will not take a pothole in front of her house. She's not going to take that quietly.
I saw a real Karen in the wild the other day, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was 4th of July, and, you know, we were in Rockaway Beach.
Yeah.
And there is beach access right next to the house we were staying in, our friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so beach access on 4th of July,
yeah.
People want to park Absolutely. Where they shouldn't park.
100%.
And one of those places is this buddy of mine's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go as far, the city goes as far, or the town goes as far as to put a parking guard out there. So he is sitting in a truck. He is hired.
That's what he's doing.
He is sitting in a truck to police, because people, it's Thunderdome.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have to have this.
Got
to
have it.
You can't just put out a cone.
Yeah.
People don't care. They'll drive right
over
your
cone. People do not respect the cone. I'll tell you that right now.
And dude, this woman, and I swear to God, she was straight out of the Karen Central casting. She had the haircut and everything.
Yeah.
And kind of fat. And she was out there, and her hands, well, what? Her hands were on her hips, and she was looking at this guy, and she was going, well, this is public property. We can park here. And then she was drawing a line with her with her hand.
The imaginary line.
In the gravel.
Yeah.
She's like, this is public here. We should park here. She could not wrap it around her pea brain that that it doesn't work that way.
When Karen gets an idea in her head.
Boy, she was pissed.
You're not changing that.
I just couldn't believe. I was like, man, Karen really is, you know, it's look, right there.
I'm not calling Mrs. Buckley a Karen. I'm stopping short. I just know over the years from dealing with Buckley, he's terrified of her. 100%. There is, whenever you talk to Buckley, there is real fear in his eyes and in his voice. And she just seems like the sort of type that you don't want on your bad side. Now, does that make her a Karen?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not here to judge that. I'm just
what
saying.
What is the definition of a Karen?
Well, a Karen is an irrational bitch.
Okay, well, I don't think Mrs. Buckley's irrational.
No.
I just think she's kind of a pit bull.
She's assertive.
She's tough.
Yes.
And if she wants something for her family or her kids,
yes,
she's going to get it.
Well, we all, in some ways, when you're in a relationship, you do have to respect the other person, right? There's always that, hey, I got to check with the missus or whatever. With Buckley, there is the, I don't need to check. I know what the answer is. And like I said, there is some fear. Like occasionally, like you'll ask Buck, like, hey, do you want to do something? And you can see the look where he knows he wants to do it, but he can't. And he lets you know, and he just has that fearful stare because there's consequences to it. And that's
let him have.
And that's Mrs. Buckley.
She's tough.
Yes.
She's not a Karen.
No.
You're mean. You're too mean to her.
I never called her a Karen.
Yeah, I think you did.
I did not.
I think you did.
I've never once said that.
By the way, a texter says, I don't want them to fix that pothole by the Keller because I use that as a landmark for out-of-town guests.
100%. You're going to take a left at the pothole. Now, look out, because if you go over it, you're going to need some new tires.
You're going to take a left at the pothole and a right when you see the guy peeing on the corner of 4th and Alder.
When I took my car in...
That's just Dave. He's armless.
When I went over that pothole, my front tire developed a zit. I don't know if you ever had this. I didn't know this could happen. Your tire, there's a huge bulge on the side of your tire. And I looked down at that thing, I'm like, what is that?
Sure it wasn't just excited to see you?
It could have been.
Yeah.
It was a bulge. And I took it into the dealership, and I was like, I don't know what this is. And the guy's like, oh. He goes, yeah, you can't. That's a new tire. And he's like, what happened? And I was like, freaking hit a pothole over by the Keller. And the best part is the guy at the dealership started laughing. He goes, oh, I know that one. I was like, oh. He goes, yeah, I see that one.
Well, didn't Willamette Week rank the top potholes in town at one time? I think they did a top 10.
Tell me that one's not. I call it the freaking Widowmaker. It's like running over a snapping turtle.
It is definitely a big one. It's almost like a sinkhole.
Yes.
But they just leave it.
Well, apparently, your tire can get a zit or an erection, but just know that if you go over that and then you look down at your tire and there's a big, giant bump in it, apparently, don't drive on that.
All right, guys. Well, I have recruiting news. We'll have to get to that later. We must move now to more pothole talk because Odoff Lady is going to tell us... Odoff. ODOT Lady is going to tell us what the ODOT layoffs will mean for us. Next on In the News, here's Will. Well, I gotta say, Dusty Hara was cut out for that brand manager gig.
Came and did it again.
He fixed my computer again.
Dude, you realize
that's twice.
That in the last hour, you've been baffled by YouTube, and and you said at least six different times, maybe I'm the old guy, and now you can't fix a computer, and Fan Man has had to come in and fix it.
I know.
You're talking about potholes. You're like literally becoming 1,000 years old before our very eyes.
It's rough. Although you've accused me of that long before this.
That is true.
So therefore,
well,
I don't think that any of that should surprise you.
You don't like to be out of your house after like 9:30 and you wear black socks and you watch the Golf Channel. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't wear black socks, but I do watch the Golf Channel.
It's trending in that direction.
Guilty.
Sit around and watch the Golf Channel.
I love the Golf Channel.
Do
actually,
you?
Not really.
Oh, thank
they
God.
Have a lot of really crappy programming on there. I have a lot of ideas in my head on how they could make it better, but no one cares.
That's your next career.
Yeah. Go to the Golf Channel. But
I was just saying, I think you're just going to send in creepy letters to the Golf Channel about how their programming can be better.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I mean, if I got a job there, I think I could help them with some good ideas.
You'd spruce it up a little bit.
That being said, there's no way I can penetrate the entire boring ass cob up the butt golf world. It's not working. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's good.
You know what I'm saying?
It's becoming a little more hip, right?
I don't think it is.
Will was saying that he watches like YouTube golf bros.
Yeah, really? YouTube golf bros are big. You're not watching the Internet Classic, Internet Invitational?
Well, that would be part of what would be fun about adding things like that to the golf channel. But you think the golf channel's going to have that? You think PGA Tour's going to have that? I don't think so, pal.
They work with some of the guys. Not all of them. They're not working with Fat Perez, but they'll work with Horvat.
Fat Perez?
You would love Fat Perez, dude. He's fat. Kind of looks like...
Pat Perez?
Yeah.
Does Pat Perez know that Fat Perez exists?
He's got to be aware. Fat Perez is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would that be cool to you if, like, there was a Souk impersonator out there that, you know, that, I don't know, was maybe more popular than you? Because I think Fat Perez sounds more popular than Pat Perez.
With the Youngs, for sure.
Would that
sure.
bother you, or would that be a flatter? Flattering?
That's probably a flatter. Yeah, flattering? I would see that's a flatter thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy running around on YouTube called Fat Souk.
And he's just doing bits. And everybody loves him. And then meanwhile, Souk's like, he's all right. He's all right.
He is quite fat. I mean, bold. I mean, they're...
Fat Perez.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Fat Perez is like, that's a whole level. Because Pat Perez is a girthy individual. But Fat Perez? Whew.
He's really good at golf, too. He's the best of the Bob Does Sports crew.
Bob Does Sports?
Yeah, they're big internet golf bros.
All right. It is July 9, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Today is Fashion Day.
Oh, there you go. High fashion and Isaac Roth, hand in hand.
I think that's right. It is also National No Bra Day.
Well, there you go. Again.
So I am not wearing a bra.
Yeah, let them fly.
Thank you. I actually did see a woman walking her dog today with that. And she, that in that style.
Just swinging a little bit?
Yeah, and she had the under, you know what they call it? The underboob or whatever? Yeah.
She's wearing like a half shirt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to tell me where that was so that I know to not
Selwood.
Go over there? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to talk about something that you will never see in my neighborhood.
That.
I also like to point out there's something that you would never want to see in my neighborhood is that. The average age of my neighborhood's like 68 years old. Like, I see Richard Simmons lady every day, and I'll tell you what, if I saw Richard Simmons lady wearing a half shirt with no bra, I think I might go blind. I'm not prepared for that.
Well, I teased by saying we've got a woman who is going to be laid off at ODOT, or maybe has already been informed that she will be laid off.
Yeah.
At ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, for those that aren't following. They're having a bunch of layoff, like over 500 ODOT employees are being cut.
Is there anyone who's not laying people off right now? Nike's laying off a bunch of people. Intel.
We're
hiring people.
No, dude, we were pioneers. We fired them a long time ago. We have no one left to cut.
It's lean and mean here, baby.
What was I going to tell you? Oh.
The ODOT. What's happening with ODOT?
An Odyssey station.
Well, okay, so this is because the stupid politician people down in Salem could not get their act together on the transportation bill. Mm-hmm. So hundreds of ODOT workers are being laid off. They have been notified. The notices went out on Monday. Up to 200 additional layoffs are expected in early 2026. That's a lot of people. Yeah. And you may go, well, I didn't know ODOT had that many people. But if you think about it, I mean, yeah. A lot of roads.
Sure.
Big state.
Yeah.
They
just added to the rest of the crumbling infrastructure that we have.
Exactly.
Call it good.
Well, that's what this woman is saying. So her name is Sharon Helms. She is a part-time ODOT employee, and she is one of the workers affected here. Several of her colleagues have also been laid off. And she says that her husband is the only one remaining at the spray maintenance station. Okay.
You want to tell me what?
Well, like, you know, how they spray the street, you know, spray the paint lines, you know?
Oh, okay.
I would imagine. And she says, what can one man do? All he can do is kick rocks off the road and maybe remove dead wildlife. He can't, you know, jump in the loader and clean ditches. Helms said the loss of crew members makes even basic maintenance jobs nearly impossible. Because when these roads start falling apart, we're the maintenance. We put Band-Aids on it and try to keep them at least halfway decent. The layoffs raise concerns about how Oregon will maintain its roads and respond to emergencies, especially in rural communities where crews are already stretched thin. tasks like ditch cleaning and clearing, road paving, traffic management, and wildlife response often require teams of workers. And she said, when they left one man at the spray shop, I don't think anybody was thinking very clearly. Consequences to essential transportation services are imminent across the state, says No Toll Tina. This is not business as usual. These layoffs constitute an emergency in Oregon's transportation system that will hurt every part of Oregon.
Yeah.
That's No Toll Tina saying that.
Well, I looked this up. Do you know how much ODOT was off on its budget?
How much they were over budget?
Yeah, they thought they had forecasted X and they ended up with Y.
Well, can you give me the X number?
No, this was just...
Or give me the Y number.
It said, the Oregon Department of Transportation is adding another item to the state's ongoing list of budget problems, and this is what they were off by. They thought they needed this to run it, and they came
up short.
Okay,
I'm going to say $125 million.
Starts with a one.
But $1 billion?
$1 billion. They were $1 billion off.
Wow.
This is the problem that I have with when I read these sorts of stories. Like, my heart goes out to people that are losing their job, and our roads suck as it is, and that's not good for anybody. But, like, when she says that there's one guy left spraying, that you can't do that. But I think we've also all seen the road crew out there where there's, like, 17 of them, and one of them's doing anything. There has to be a middle ground. Like, if you told me we were $125 million short, I'd be like, all right, that's a big thing, right? How can we make this work? But when you're $1 billion off... Someone's head is planted firmly up their ass. We can't find a middle ground there? We can't find a way to do it to where we're getting that a little closer? $1 billion? How do you miss by $1 billion? That leads me to believe that this is more mismanagement than it is, again, a lack of funds.
By the way, corrected by Texture, the Tex Police have called me on, and they are correct. Spray is a town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just assumed that meant the Spray
team. I had no idea.
But in the town of Spray, Oregon, there is one maintenance worker left on ODOT. One guy.
Ooh, well. Yeah, the ODOT assistant director had to go before lawmakers and explain how they thought they had an extra $1 billion more than they actually did.
So let's play the new fun game of what happened to the $1 billion. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean that it was taken and siphoned off for something else? Does that mean that they are so bad at budgeting that they lost $1 billion? Does that mean someone stole it? What does that mean?
They missed their forecast. They thought they had a budget of $5.9 billion, but $1.1 billion of that they had not received, and I guess they're not going to receive. So they had budgeted 5.9, and then they're like, oops.
Well, is some of that maybe due to the feds not giving them as much money, the government?
It sounds like some of this is involved in federal.
Because there have been a lot of cuts.
$1 billion?
All right, we got a break.
Well, either way, that pothole ain't getting fixed. And if you live in Spray, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Or that guy's going to be a freaking hero out there.
It's a one-man gang out there.
Okay, a reminder, you now have to feed the Portland parking meters until 10 p.m. That's next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
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 What? Again, I got down a rabbit hole reading about ODOT.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is the stuff that pisses me off. Because
is in the news July 9th, 2020.
I don't want anyone to lose their job, and it sucks that the rest of us are going to have to deal with now, like, even crappier roads and projects not getting done. And then they always like, well, we don't have the money. And so, like, I just started Googling, like, ODOT, like, what happened. Like, there was the Abernathy Bridge Project on West Lynn. So it's supposed to be completed in the fall of 2026. So they've kind of pushed it back a little bit. Would you care to guess a percent increase for what they had budgeted versus what it's going to cost? Was it 10% more, 20% more?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it.
Yeah, give me a little shot in the dark here.
212%.
That would be 300%. They were off by three. How are you off by 300%? How? This is what makes me not feel bad.
What?
For ODOT. Like the 205, or not the 205, but the I-5 bridge crossing, that thing was originally slated, it was like $2.5 billion. It's now over seven. You're $5
billion?
What?
I don't get it. So either you are the worst planners in the history of mankind, or everyone is just taking a piece of the pie that they shouldn't be taking.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
I mean, $815 million now for the bridge.
And they're though?
They're like, the cost overrun, I don't know what to tell you.
Do you know what the best part is?
What?
Seeing all the people that will be held accountable. Oh, wait.
No. Nothing. Yeah, this was like, I was reading in the Willamette Week where they had to go before Oregon lawmakers and explain what happened, and they're like,
I can't really tell you.
Yeah, just, whoops.
Well, in other transportation news, because the funding sitch is so, I don't know, up in the air, when you next drive downtown, parking will be 20% more expensive. We talked about that to you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so access... So the city's five parking districts, an hour on the street will cost 60 cents more, and downtown parking will increase to $3 an hour. But also, you need to remember that you will have to pay the meter up to 10 p.m. instead of 7. Yeah, it's always been 7.
Yeah.
They're now cranking those bitches to 10.
And my guess is they're going to really enforce the 7 to 10. Because they're going to get some people.
Yeah, they will. They'll make an example out of you.
Yeah.
Scofflaw.
Well, got to pay for that that bridge overrun, right? Got to make that up somehow.
Well, I think now we need to go. This show needs to last until 10, because one of the cool things about getting off at 7 is that when we go downtown, we don't have to pay for parking after the show.
Yes,
but now we do.
Well, I
guess that means 3 extra hours.
Yeah. I will say, that is kind of nice when you hit a bar or you go down to the Keller or whatever. Hey, it's just street parking, whatever. Or, really, that really starts around 6:30. You're like, it's close. Nah, they're not going to catch me. But now at 10 o'clock,
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Well, at least Parking Kitty makes it easy because you don't have to go back out and feed the meter.
Yeah.
You know, you just do it on your phone.
Yeah.
But then you get drunk. And you're like, ah.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
You kind of forget.
You forget.
If you look down at it. Yeah. And then as you're walking to your car, it's like your own little Russian roulette. You're like, come on, no ticket.
And
no
then
ticket.
You see that wiper blade and you don't see yellow.
The worst, though, is when you see like someone's put a flyer on your car. You're like, son of. And you're like, wait, that's a flyer. Like, woo. Parking tickets aren't cheap, man. They're like $60.
You know my theory. I think it's worth rolling the dice. There's not a lot of... They fired all the... Like, what are they...
There's no one to enforce it.
I think you're fine. Just look around. Just make sure. You know? Man.
Well, ODOT probably... That doesn't have anything to do with the parking.
No, it doesn't. That'd be city.
What, didn't we slash that budget too?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I like where this is going. Good luck catching me. Got to make up for that $1.1 billion oops.
That is your In the News for July 9, 2025. The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, I must admit defeat on a sports subject.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. And that's very rare.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I don't lose often.
Well, you're very rarely wrong. I mean.
That's what I mean.
You're a beacon of the sports community.
That will be next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.